Hi. Welcome to our show.
Cousin from Scotland. His first cousin. Actually, Laird Douglas of Scythian Bridge. No. It's a little village. Anyway, I wish you were in town because you have never seen two men look so much alike.
Hi, Fergus. If you don't think I went through the ringer trying to get a sub for tonight, whoops. I blew it again, Russ.
I'm afraid you did, Miss Dowling. Fergus is still upstairs dressing.
Well, you want me to sit down, or is Fergus almost ready?
Oh, of course. Sit down. He should be down in a minute.
You don't like me, do you?
Well, why would you say a thing like that?
It shows. See, I look at it this way. You got a bad first impression, right? I mean, Charlie's friend tells me that Fergus is in the market for a wife, and I pop over here like I got no pride.
Would you care for some coffee, Miss Dollar? I think it's still hot.
No. See, I don't blame you for not liking me. I'm a waitress in a bowling alley. I talk too much, and I ain't exactly Lady Vere to Vere.
Oh, no, you're fine.
Look, don't be embarrassed. My mother used to say, God gave you a mouth to eat and talk with. Eating makes you fat, talking makes you friends. You my friend, Mr. Douglas?
Well, of course.
Then don't get hacked at me for dating Fergus. I think he's a doll, honest.
Fergus will be right down. Mamie, see Terry. I'm Barbara Douglas.
Hi, Barbara.
And this is our daughter-in-law, Katie.
Fergus probably told you about her.
Well, no. Fergus isn't too gabby. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I was just telling Steve here, you folks have no worries about Fergus and me.
Worries?
Well, let's face it. I come barging over here like I've been flung out of a catapult as soon as I hear there's a bachelor available, right?
Well, no.
No, it's true. But then I met him. We had that silly tea right here in this room, and it was nice. What I'm trying to say is, he's too nice a guy for any woman to get her hooks into, and that includes me.
Well, here we come, ready or not. Terry, this is the best we can do with the materials at hand.
I wore my own tie.
What do you think?
He'll do. Hi, Scotty.
Good evening to you, Miss Dowling.
Come on, I'm going to show you the sights. Bye all.
Have a nice time. You know, I think Terry's a nice girl. A really nice girl.
Sure she is. A little rough around the edges, maybe, but Terry is a good egg. Mm-hmm.
You know what impressed me? Was her honesty, her lack of pretense. As if she sensed that we were concerned about it. Uh-oh. Somebody doesn't agree.
Coffee?
No. Tea. Fergus and I have this thing about tea. Do I call you Lord Fergus?
No.
Then why do you call me Miss Dowling?
I cannot get the swing of your first name on such a short acquaintance.
Okay. Let it come out when it's more natural. That's my table over there. And that one, and that one. And on Thursdays when Magda has her day off, that one over in the corner.
They're muckle-fine tables, Miss Dowling.
Muckle-fine?
Aye.
You know, I never noticed it before, but now that you mention it, they are muckle-fine.
Here we are.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Shall I pour?
Aye.
Are you enjoying the book?
Yeah.
You're afraid he's going to do something foolish and pop the question tonight, aren't you? And you've decided that Terry doesn't have very good grammar and that she's a little over-friendly, right? And that Fergus may just be a babe in the woods with a girl like that. Well, you want to know what I think? I thought you would. Well, I think that Fergus is very lucky to have a lusty, honest girl like Terry instead of one of these society dolls that has a lot of manners and no insides. That's what I think. Good night. I want to thank you for a marvelous conversation. Really, very fulfilling. Well, here we are.
What do they call this place?
Necking Bird Lane.
Necking Bird Lane?
Well, it's just a silly name. I thought you might like to see it.
It is Bonnie.
Well, to tell you the truth, Fergus, it's supposed to be romantic. See all the other cars? Well, now you've seen it, let's go.
No. Not as a pleasant week, then. Terry.
You said it. You finally said Terry.
Aye. As that English writer puts it, it rolls trippingly on the tongue.
English writer, you mean Shakespeare?
Aye. Of course, he cannot compare with Robbie Burns, but he does have a flair for words. Terry, I will show you something.
Beautiful.
Do you consider it so?
Oh, sure. No,
Fergus, look, if you have any weird ideas of giving this to me, it's just plain no.
It is the family crest.
Well, that's swell. You've got a great ring there, Fergus. Now you keep it. I know. I came running over when I thought you were available, but I've changed my mind. You can my meaning?
I can your meaning.
Well, they're home.
Fergus, don't just sit there like a lump. It's not that I don't like you.
I cannot.
Will you stop canning and start listening to me? We had a cup of tea a few days ago, and then this date tonight. Now, that's it. That's the entire relationship. But you can't give me a ring on such short notice.
I did not give you a ring.
Oh. I'm sorry, you know, I assumed that you wanted me to be Lady Douglas, and you were handing me the family ring as a sort of... How dumb can you get?
Dumb is akin to stupid, Terry. You're no stupid. You're a wee person with a lovely face. I fancy you heavily.
You fancy me heavily?
Aye.
Are you saying you love me?
Aye.
But how can you?
It is not difficult.
heavily myself, Fergus. I'm going to kiss you. But it's just a kiss. I don't want the ring, and I don't want any real estate. Okay?
Aye. Found that to be a most satisfactory.
Well, hi there, Lord. This is Terry's night off, didn't you know?
Yes, I know that. But I'm not who you think I am.
You don't talk like him.
I'm his cousin.
You could have come out of the same egg.
I wonder if I could talk to Jonas Tavern, is it?
Sure, I'll get him. Have a seat, anywhere.
Thanks. The booth, all right?
Yeah. I seem Siamese twins don't look more alike. That's in the second booth.
Hi, you the cat wanted to see me?
Yes.
Okay if I sit down?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Last time I left my horn on the stand, some guy pawned it. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm Charlie O'Casey's nephew.
Yeah, he was telling me about some cat from Scotland looking for a wife.
I know.
You know a lot. Give me the downbeat.
The downbeat?
Yeah, what do you want from me?
Well, I was wondering what you could tell me about Miss Dowling.
Why?
Well, you see, the man from Scotland who wants the wife happens to be my cousin. And I believe he's interested in Miss Dowling.
Oh, well, swell. Terry's a good kid. I mean, a really good kid. That first marriage of hers was nobody's fault, right? I mean, they were both babies.
You say first marriage. She's been married twice?
Yeah. Anybody 37 years old that ain't been married twice has got to be a real B-flat dog.
She's 37.
Plus, she's an Aquarius. Hey, here she is now. You can ask her yourself, fella. I got a set to play. Hey, Terry.
Hi, Jonas.
Somebody here to see you.
I just got my check. I was going to come pick you up. You again. Doing a little snooping, Mr. Douglas?
I'm afraid you might call it that, Miss Dowling. And it's so much against my nature that I can hardly believe I'm here. But that's not the point.
What is the point?
The point is, I think I have a relative who is being taken advantage of.
You think so?
Yes. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. Now, for one thing, I understand you're not 34, as you told him and me. You're at least 37.
Well, isn't that a little trivial? What woman you know tells her right age?
Well, I suppose that's true, but in this case, it happens to be important. Fergus wants heirs. For another thing, I understand you've been married twice, not once.
Okay. I'm 37, and I've been married twice. And I've been arrested once. And I will be Lady Douglas soon. There's nothing you can do to change that.
So I see.
Arrested for what?
I don't know that. You know, Barbara, now that I've found my suspicions are right, I don't seem to find much satisfaction in it. Is Fergus getting dressed to go out?
Oh, he's been dressed for ages. She should have been here an hour ago. Maybe you talked her out of it.
I'm not even sure that's a good thing.
Here, Daddy.
What's this?
We want to take your picture.
Oh, honey, look, I don't think your daddy's in any mood for anything like this.
Well, it's just a little test I'm running. Now, I say if Dad puts on Uncle Fergus's hat and jacket and I take a picture, and if I take a picture of Uncle Fergus in Dad's suit, nobody could tell them apart.
Yeah, but I don't think your father would
think like this.
No, right? It's okay, Barbara.
Oh, thanks, Dad. And my mom might get it in the school paper. And I'll make you another bet. Even you couldn't tell them apart if you weren't in on it.
You know, I want to see one of those pictures because personally, I don't think there's that much resemblance.
But put on the hat, too.
Okay.
Say cheese, Daddy.
Oh, no. Don't say cheese.
Okay. Come on, you two. Upstairs.
My Three Sons will return in a moment here on Odyssey.
Sometimes I wonder why I care so much.
But Terry, well, come on in.
Mama, come here.
Well, I'll be right down. Please, come on in. You stay right there. Because I'm going to make a speech. You stay right there. And don't you say one word until I've finished. I've been driving round and round thinking. I finally come to a conclusion. If you say anything, I'm walking right out this door. Number one, I'm no lady. So I could never be Lady Douglas. Number two, I lied to you about my age. I'm 37 years old, so maybe it wouldn't be so easy to have all those little bairns you're always talking about. Number three, I've been married twice. My second husband was killed overseas, and I loved him. Number four, I was arrested once. They call it vagrancy. That means you get picked up for sleeping on a park bench. Hearts and flowers are over, Scotty. I think I love you. But I'm not even sure of that yet. I'm leaving this here. No, I said, please stay where you are, because I can't think too straight with your clothes.
Terry, I'm afraid you've done it again.
And you just let me stand there and spill my insides out, right?
You told me not to say anything, remember?
That's because I thought you were him. What are you doing in his hat and coat, trying to make some kind of a dummy out of me?
Oh, the kids just wanted to take a picture. Here, Terry. Put the ring back on.
Why?
Because I think you'll make the best Lady Douglas Scythian Bridge has ever seen. Put it back on. Put it on.
Hi, I thought I heard you down here. I'm sorry, I took a wee nap and I woke up to find myself sleeping. You will forgive me, will you, no, Terry?
Doesn't it knock you out the way he says, Terry? I'm sorry I'm late, Fergus. I had some thinking to do.
We have a saying. The wee lass we are worry comes finally to the heather on the heath. Would the man go no the better for it, for he has his head upon her lap?
Do they all talk like that in Scotland?
Some are even hard to understand.
Oh, it's going to be weird. Come on, doll. We're going to an Italian restaurant and listen to the accents clash.
One of the most romantic things I ever heard.
What was?
Well, the way Terry came in and told you the truth about herself and the way she thought you were Fergus and the way you made her take that ring back.
You heard, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, Steve, you never tell me anything.
Look, Barbara, what you heard tonight stays right in this room, okay?
What do you think I am, a gossip?
Yes.
Well, I only dispense information to a select few.
But not this time, okay?
Okay. Katie knows.
No?
Well, she just happened to be listening, too. Honey, you can't expect two healthy females to ignore something like this.
No, I guess not.
Oh, boy. They sanded the stupid bowling alleys again, and my high score was 119. Well, what's been going on around here?
Well, not too much, Charlie.
That's right. Fergus took out Terry, that's about it.
Oh, then you guys don't know.
Don't know what?
Oh, now, you guys both know that I'm no gossip, right? Now, that goes without saying.
Oh, of course, that goes without saying, Charlie.
Well, now, listen to this. I bumped into Fergus and Terry outside, and he gave her a ring.
He didn't.
He sure did. That big gold one with the crest on it.
No.
You know, you guys don't keep your eyes open. That's why you never know anything. Anyway, she's going to be Lady Douglas, and he's going to take her back. Maybe even get married right here in this house.
No.
Friends, Richie, Foxy, Ralph, even Arnold, and Al.
Whoa.
So find your couch and sit on it. Happy Days, tonight at 6, here on Odyssey.